Blog Talk Radio.
Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. I'll sing it just one more time for you. Turn it over to Jesus.
Turn It Over to Jesus by Danny Bell Hall, and we are so glad to have you join us on Healing and Deliverance through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with Dr. Faye Maureen, yours truly here in the U.S., and Prophet Faithman DJ Agbedo from Nigeria, who we expect will be calling in shortly. God is a good God. We thank God for seeing yet another day. We thank God for what he's doing right now in our lives. We're just counted an honor and privilege to be able to worship him and to praise him and to celebrate his name on today. So I encourage all of you, get your blessing on today. Whether you're listening now, whether it's already afternoon where you are, the Lord has a blessing for you today. We're going to boldly approach the throne of grace. So right after we hear just a short selection, Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Pastor Troy Sneed, we will come back and approach the throne of grace.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh Lord,
and this show is sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Truth and Power Broadcast from Nigeria. And before we get started, if you are listening today and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is acknowledge that you are sinner. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you and accept him. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then just accept Jesus Christ. So I implore you, encourage you to accept Jesus Christ. Let's boldly approach the throne of grace that we may find our instruction and direction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you on today. God, we give you the glory and the honor. Lord, we know that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So, God, we come now. We come, we come. We want to have right standing with you. So, God, search our hearts, oh God. Search us, oh God. Search us, oh God. Any wicked way in us, God, we want to be led in the way everlasting. So, God, we repent once again. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our wrongdoings. Wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh God, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure on the day, oh God. Order our steps. Even on this day, oh God, ask God, open our eyes and ears that we may hear, see, and know. That we may hear, see, and know. God, we're here to say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, God. We want to please you in everything we do. And Lord, for those of us who are facing whatever challenge it is that we face on today, whatever issue, God, the word says we can boldly approach the throne of grace. So, God, we're boldly coming to you, God, having right standing, God. Our hearts are open toward you. We've asked you to search our hearts. So, God, this is what we have. We're casting all of our care upon you, but God, because you care for us. You shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So, God, here we are today, boldly approaching the throne of grace. I'm going to bring Prophet Agbedo on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning,
my friend.
Okay. Happy birthday to you, boss. We'll wish you happy birthday from Nigeria, letting you know that you're a great blessing and your ministry is having some huge impact in our country. We love what you're doing. And we'll pray more returns and your best of days ahead of you. Everyone listening today, I just want to encourage you to send Dr. Faye a card and let her know how her ministry has blessed you as she added 1 year. It is beautiful to have you. I pray for the best of days. I pray for supernatural increase on this, your best day, that your harvest will overwhelm you. It will exceed your expectation. You have been pouring into our lives. You've been pouring into the lives of people. You've been a blessing. You've been a mother to many. I decree supernatural increase. I decree open doors. I decree amazing increase, wealth transfer, that this year will be the best year of your life. You will walk in amazing power. You will walk in supernatural open doors. Unusual manifestation of God's favor. Unusual increase, unusual opportunity, new platform, new experience, new encounters. And the boundary line has been extended, has been removed for your sake in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Father.
Of Jesus. Amen. Happy birthday to you, Dr. Faye.
Yes.
And your best of days ahead of you.
Yes, thank you so much, Prophet. I want the listening audience to know, Prophet Agbedo and myself have been so busy the last 6 to 8 weeks, but it's been doing kingdom ministry. We haven't been able to fellowship like we should, but this is my covenant brother. My covenant brother, and I said to God, Lord, as you bless me, I'm going to bless this my covenant brother. So I thank you on today, and it's an honor for me to even be doing this today on my birthday. I just feel so blessed that you even declare God. What? That you declare God's blessings on my life. I said, I'm not missing this show. I woke up real early.
Wow. This awesome, Dr. Faye.
Awesome.
This awesome.
Your teachings have blessed us and blessing people. But we thank God to be here today, and I know that you have a word in your belly. It's just been a wonderful week. The Prophet Agbedo is in the middle of, I think you're doing another, what, a conference right now. You're doing miracle conference.
Yeah,
and I'm I'm touching and agreeing with you all, and we'll be fasting some this month as well. Because I'm believing God. I'm believing God, even in spite of all what we hear throughout the world. We hear about ISIS, we hear about Ebola, but what the word of God is the report of the Lord, and I believe the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Raising the saints of God up, his might and his power will be demonstrated. And I believe, Prophet, that in this season, he's showing the people of God we can't get caught up in these small things, in these isms and arguing over the small things. He wants us to take the high ground, to get into his word, to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to love one another. See, what the enemy would do, have us coming in and me maybe have a dispute with you over something kind of what we would call silly, but that's just the trick of the enemy now in this season. But we must live at a high level in this season to rebuke the hand of the enemy. So I thank God, but go ahead and pray, Prophet Agbedo. Pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Masundoro bosha katalimbro dose ketulimbra daba. Rengo boshe ketundimbra dos ketunimbra daba. Ringo boshe kendolimbra dos ketunde rebrodes ketelebra. Raka parados ketunde brados ketubaba. Oh, Lord, thank you. We'll bless you for everyone connected to us this morning, listening from around the world. We'll pray for supernatural miracles. We'll pray for healing. We'll pray for signs and wonder. We'll command bills to be paid in the name of Jesus. We'll decree supernatural preferential treatment. We'll decree word transfer. We'll decree supernatural recognition for the people of God. We'll decree supernatural approval for projects, dreams, and vision. We'll decree supernatural acceleration and impact. We'll decree supernatural landmark in the name of Jesus. We'll release new open doors. Will release new blessings in the name of Jesus. What they think that people will walk in abundance of peace and abundance of rest. Will come against every satanic manipulation going on in Iraq in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of wickedness in the name of Jesus. Will come against the work of darkness in the name of Jesus. Will come against every foul spirit in the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I read verse 2. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, it said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Be watchful.
This is
for the church right now. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is close, and the word of the Lord is be watchful. Strengthen the things which remain. What are the things to strengthen? Your love work, you need to strengthen your love work. If you're going to activate the anointing and work in the supernatural, you need to work in love. Working in love is the pathway to releasing the manifestation of the things of the Spirit. If we're going to work in the supernatural, it is connected to our love work. And the scripture in Revelation 3 verse 2 said, strengthen the things which is remaining. You need to strengthen your love work. You're listening to me right now. The Lord is saying there is no need to retain offense. There is no need to retain bitterness. You can be bitter and be better at the same time. You can be bitter and flourish in the purpose of God. Bitterness is a satanic trap to keep you out of your purpose. Offense is a satanic trap to keep you out of the destiny that you have in Christ Jesus. So I refuse to live in offense. When you walk out of offense, it is proof that you're out of satanic slavery. You see, offense and bitterness are satanic slavery. And refuse to be a slave to the works of darkness. You know, as long as you're involved in relationship, the tendency of being offended will be there. And that is why Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. You see, the entire law is going to be fulfilled in the lives of people when they begin to walk in love. In love. You see, walking in love is the key to fulfilling the word of the Lord. Walking in love, Jesus said, a new commandment. It's called a new commandment. It's called a new commandment that you walk in love. Now, can I say this to you? Walking in love is your way to victory and a lifestyle of dominion. When you walk in love, you set the platform for supernatural acceleration. When you walk in love, you unlock divine strength. When you walk in love, you are in partnership with Jehovah. When you walk in love, you are releasing the supernatural. Walking in love is a proof that you're manifesting the nature of God.
Yes.
Walking in love is a proof that you're manifesting the nature of God. Hatred and bitterness and strife is a satanic nature. It's a manifestation of satanic nature. When you walk in hatred, when you walk in bitterness, those are demonic products. Those are demonic virtues. And you don't let that. The Bible said we walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. We are called to walk in the spirit. There is life in the flesh. Life in the flesh is bitterness. Life in the flesh is pride. Life in the flesh is jealousy. Life in the flesh is envy. Life in the flesh is gossip. Life in the flesh is slander. Life in the flesh is malice. Life in the flesh is unforgiveness. When you walk in the flesh, you cannot release your divine purpose. When you walk in the flesh, you cannot connect with your divine provision. Walking in the flesh is disconnecting yourself from the divine inheritance. And one thing we need to understand is that life in the flesh is enthroning demonic presence. When you walk in the flesh, you are enthroning demonic presence. You are confronting with Satan to fight God's agenda. And we don't have to be the enemies of God. We need to walk in the spirit. Walking in love is walking in the spirit. Giving forgiveness is walking in the spirit. Giving forgiveness is walking in the spirit. Staying out of strife and contention is walking in the spirit. Staying out of division is walking in the spirit. Walking in the spirit is mixing truth and mercy together. I was sharing with a great leader this morning, and I told her one of the keys to effective leadership is to mix truth and mercy together. As long as you're leading people, the tendency to be offended by their attitude is there. But when you have truth mixed with mercy, you can provide a kingdom leadership. You provide kingdom leadership when you understand the power of truth. While you are telling them the truth, you are showing them mercy to walk in the truth. And that was why Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall find mercy." You see, when you give mercy, mercy is a seed you have to sow, because a day will come that you'll be in need of mercy. And when you are in need of mercy, God help you that you have sown mercy and you're going to reap mercy. Whatever you sow will boomerang and come back into your life. And the Lord is saying right now to us that those who walk in the Spirit are the givers of mercy. They give mercy. They sow mercy. They walk in mercy. You see, when you are merciful unto others, you are unlocking supernatural possibilities. When you are merciful to others, you are unlocking supernatural possibilities. When you show mercy where you have to show judgment, it means you are reigning in life. And can I say this to you? The Bible said in St. John Gospel 10, verse 10, it said, "The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you will have life." You will have life. And part of the life is to walk in mercy. Part of the life is to walk in mercy, is to walk in forgiveness. The Lord is telling me the reason why a lot of my people are not walking in supernatural harvest is because of unforgiveness, it's because of strife, it's because of malice, it's because of envy, it's because of jealousy, and those are the things hindering the flow of the anointing, is hindering the manifestation of the ministry of the angels. The angels want to be in oppression, but there is strife in the realm of the spirit. There is contention in the realm of the spirit. There is unforgiveness in marriages. That is why you are having the divorce. A lot of divorce cases is connected to people not ready to forgive and let go. Can I say this to us this morning? If you want to stay married and understand the love of God, understand forgiveness and understand mercy.
Ooh, come on.
No relationship can work except love and forgiveness and mercy in oppression. You need to tolerate people to be able to help people. I said you need to tolerate people to be able to help people. Dr. Phil, watch this. When Jesus taught his disciple for 3 years and few months, that is already a degree in Jesus' theological school. With 3 years and 6 months, you can have a degree in any area of life. Now, watch this. This man that Jesus taught for 3 years and few months, when Jesus died, this man left their jobs. They left their assignment. They went back into fishing. But watch what an effective leader will do. Jesus came to them and said, "Children, do you have meat?" He never rebuked them. He never forced them. He never contended with them. He never said, "Look at the price I paid for you." But you went back to fishing. He says, love is the foundation of effective leadership. You can't be an effective pastor. Let me say this to you. There are courses not studied in Bible school, and that is why we are raising people out of Bible school that are not walking in love. Love should be a major course for pastors to study. Love, if you're going to have an effective ministry, love has to be the foundation, because compassion is a product of love work.
Compassion
is a product of love work. And if we're not walking in love, we cannot have compassion to minister to the Lordship.
Amen.
You see, walking in love is the key to bringing ministry to people.
Hallelujah.
Walking in love. John
15
says, "But God so loved the world that he gave." Love gives. One of the characteristics of love, or we can say the attribute of love, is that love gives. Love gives. When you walk in love, you give forgiveness. You give mercy. You give kindness. You give wisdom. You give knowledge. You stand with people. That is what it means to walk in love. He said, "Love beareth all things." He said, "Love is kind." People ask Jesus, "How long would they offend me before I can be talent?" And Jesus is saying 70 times 7. You know what that means? Oh, nobody can hurt you like that. Jesus put that statement there to ensure that people maintain their love walk irrespective of the offense. Offense will come. And the Bible says, "Woe is he that offense will come to." But you don't need to stay in the trap of offense, because your harvest is greater. I came this morning to announce to you, listening to me this morning, if you will lay aside the weight, if you will lay aside and choose to walk in love, the doors will open. The increase will come. Let me say this to you. A lot of people pray much, but they don't walk in love. Much prayer without love work is a waste of time. Oh, you fasted, you prayed, but you're still carrying bitterness. You're still offended. You cannot succeed with that. If you want to walk in the favor of God, you have to understand the love of God. And I'm talking to some people right now, listening to us right now, Dr. Faye. There are people battling with bitterness. They are battling with unforgiveness. There is a lady that wants to quit her marriage because she's tired of what the husband is doing to her. Listen to this. Quitting may not solve the problem. You may quit this marriage and get into another marriage and the same problem shows up. But walking in love is a proof of spiritual maturity.
Amen.
Walking in love.
Amen.
It's a proof of spiritual maturity. Oh, Dr. Faye,
amen.
Let's pray for people right now that they will walk in love, that the
yes.
people of God will walk in love.
Yes.
Oh, my shame, the Libra, the Baba, Rindo, walking in love, I pray for those who are battling with bitterness, those who are battling with offense. I pray the Lord will receive grace to walk out of it. Receive grace to walk out of offense, but deliver in the name of Jesus. But deliver from depression. But deliver from anger and rage and revenge attitude. In the name of Jesus, receive peace for your spirit. Receive healing for your soul. Receive
healing
for your body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Dr. Faye, watch this scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. He said, "I know thy works." God is commending you here. He said, "I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door." You see, when you walk in love, when you strengthen the things that are remaining, doors open. Doors open. Opportunities come. Preferential treatment come. Supernatural acceleration come. Supernatural profit come. You begin to walk in the realms of profit. You begin to walk in the realm of strength, in the realm of light. You begin to have greater light of the Spirit because you have decided to strengthen your love walk. You have decided to strengthen your faith walk. Another thing the people of God need to strengthen right now is their faith walk. He said, the church shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 said, we walk by faith and not by sight. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, you observe that everyone that succeeded, they have succeeded by faith. Your faith in God is what gives you access to your inheritance.
Amen.
You access your inheritance by faith in God. Romans 10 verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you feed your faith on God's word, you are increasing your capacity for receiving. One of the ways you increase your capacity for receiving is to increase your faith. You know, the disciples of Jesus were telling them, was praying the Lord, help us to increase our faith, because they knew that faith can increase. There is little faith, there is great faith. Someone can be full of faith. There is shipwreck faith. There is exceeding growing faith. Hallelujah.
Wow.
There is strong faith. There is weak faith. Faith can be weak. Faith can be strong. There is little faith.
Amen.
There is little faith. There is great faith. There is exceeding growing faith. Hallelujah. That is full of faith. Oh, he said, being strong, that Abraham was strong in faith and giving glory to God.
Right.
So faith will praise God. No matter what you're going through right now, if your faith is strong, you're coming out of this storm. If your faith is strong, you will break the limitation. If your faith is strong, you will walk in supernatural harvest. I prophesy to you, the limit is broken. The limit is broken. The limit is broken. I release you into supernatural harvest. May you, listen to this.
Jesus,
I prophesy to everyone hearing me right now, in 10 days' time, you will meet with someone capable of helping you to go to your next level. In 10 days' time, you will be meeting with someone capable of helping you to go to your next level. As the way Ruth found Boaz, they discovered Boaz and connected with Boaz, so will you connect with your financial Boaz, your destiny Boaz, your career Boaz, your ministry Boaz, your relationship Boaz, your financial Boaz, your partnership Boaz, like Ikaradosaba. I prophesy that in 10 days, you're coming with your financial Boaz that is able to help you accelerate to the next level of your life in the name of Jesus.
Prophet Agueda.
In the name of Jesus.
This teaching today, and we don't have too much time left, but I want to say this to the listening audience. This teaching today is so timely. It's just in my spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what I've been kind of posting. I started yesterday because I just sensed that there's just this division and bitterness in the body of Christ. But today we received our healing. Today we received our instruction. What a mighty word, Prophet, about Boaz for our relationship, Boaz for businesses. That is the word of the Lord. And I agree with what the prophet declared today. This is a true man of God, true prophet. And just in a little bit of time we have left, can you again share with the people how they can listen to some of your teachings, where they can download your teachings, and how they can contact you?
Okay, you could go to www.tdccfaith.org or www.tdcczoe.org. You can download my materials there, and you can connect with us. You can connect with me also on Facebook, Faith Man Ogbada on Facebook, and you could send us a request, and we could minister to you, we could pray for you. We're here to serve you. We're here to what we have received freely from Jesus. We are given freely to the people of God. Thank you for your partnership.
Amen.
And I encourage everyone that is listening today, partner with Dr. Face. You have a ministry, a global brand. I want you to partner with Dr. Face. She's doing so much. And you need to stand with her. If you've been listening to this broadcast, I pray you stand with her. Your partnership with her will accelerate your finances and take it to the next level. When you listen to the word of God, you are to be a blessing to your teachers. Thank you, Dr. Face.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. And I hope that we could connect later on today. This is I received my blessing today. What a wonderful birthday blessing. We thank you, listening audience, for connecting with us, and we know that you will continue to connect with Prophet Agueda, myself. And we just wish you a wonderful day and walk in your healing for your soul. God bless you. Thank you, Prophet Agueda. And we'll talk later as we end the broadcast with a little bit of Lord, I'm Glad by Bishop F.A. White.